Okay, today, good morning. Today is Daf Nun Zayin. We're on Daf Nun Zayin, third line from the top. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chasa. Boy Rav Ami. Rami asked the following Shaila. We said yesterday that there's no Onah on Karka. Right? Why not? So yesterday we seem to assume it's a Pasuk. It's a Gzeres HaKasuk. We said yesterday there's this discussion. Maybe it's because people will pay anything for land. We're going to see that's the reason for why Rabbi Huda held the Onah for a Sefer Torah. But the Gemara seems to think it's a Gzeres HaKasuk, which means there is no reason. Gzeres HaKasuk. So the question now is, there's two types of Onah. There's Onah of a sixth, where the sale could stand if they give the Onah back, or there's Onah more than a sixth, which the whole sale's void. So what about that? Can you rip off somebody like that by Karka?
More than a sixth?
You're going to triple the price? It's more than a sixth. Do we say Mekach Toz there? That's the Gemara's question. I'm back to Rav's question. I'm Rav Rechasa. Boy, Rav Ami asked this question. Onah. You have a case of Onah. Ein lehem bittel Mekach. Ein lehem bittel. What? I'm sorry. Onah, ein lehem. There's no Onah. That's for sure. I can't argue with the Pasuk. Pasuk says, Torah says, no Onah. No Onah. But bittel Mekach yesh lehem. But that there is. The Mekach will be void if it's exactly a sixth over the price. Then the sale stands and the ripoff stands. But if it's much more than that, the Mekach is void. Oh, Ein Lehem, or not. Amar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman says, Hadar Amar Rav Chasa, Rav Chasa said, Pasha Rav Ami was Poshe, Rav Ami explained, Oh no, Ein Lehem, there is no Ona, Bittel Mekach, Yesh Lehem. But there is Bittel Mekach. That means, of course, if you rip somebody off to an extreme degree when it comes to land, of course that sale could be undone. Rav Yonah says, Ahakdeshos, that question was asked on Hektish. Not on Karka, but on Hektish. And Rav Yirmiya Amar, Akarkos. Rav Yirmiya says the question was asked on Karka, V'tarvayu Mishmei Rav Yochanan. And both of them said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Amru, they said, Ona, Ein Lehem Bittel Mekach. Oh, I'm sorry, Ona, Ein Lehem. There is no Ona. Again, the Mishnah said there's no Ona by Karka, and there's no Ona by Hektish. But Bittel Mekach, Yesh Lehem. There is a Bittel Mekach. Manda Amar Akdeshos. One said that he said that there is regarding Hektish. Kolshkin Akarkos. And for sure on Karka. Umanda Amar Akarkos. And the other one said no. On Karka, yes. Aval Akdeshos, lo. But there is no ripoff ever, even when it comes to Hektish. Why? Kiddush Shmuel. Because Shmuel's Vart. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Hektish Shavim Mana. If Hektish is worth $100, Shechil al Shavu Pruta, that you redeem on a penny, Chulal, it's a good. In other words, there's never a issue of Onah when it comes to Hektish. So it's a machlokes what Rabbi Yochanan said. Okay? Again, it's a machlokes what Rabbi Yochanan said. Either he held Karka or Hektish. Okay? The Karka we're going to let go. The Gemara now till the Mishnah, till the bottom. With the whole doc really, is going to discuss the issue of whether or not this Hektish, Bittel Mekach by Hektish. Okay? Got that? What does that mean, Bittel Onah by Hektish? That means, you have an animal that's Hektish, and we're going to see in a minute, let's say it gets a mum. So you redeem it. So, can you redeem it for a ridiculous price? Shmuel said you can. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, according to somebody here, either of Ami or of Yonah or of Yirmiah, said, also you can. Okay, now Tanan Hasam, we learned over there. Where's over there? Over there is Mesechtas Temura. Mesechtas Temura is not easy. We learned that there's a Mishnah Mesechtas Temura that says as follows: Im hayakodesh balmum yatzal lechulin. If it was Hektish, that was a balmum. It goes out to Chulin. What does that mean? That means it's very simple. If you donate an animal to be a carbon, you can never undo that. There's no way to undo that. Why? Because if you do Temura, they both become... What does Temura mean? You donate an animal to be a carbon. Then you saw a better animal. So what do you say? On that one, I'm going to transfer the Kedusha onto that one, the better one. What's the halacha? First of all, you're not allowed to do that. And second of all, they both become Kodesh. There's no way to undo the Kedusha of an animal. No way. Once you donate an animal to be a carbon, there's nothing you can do about it. It's going to be a carbon. The only thing is, what if it gets a mum? Now if it gets a mum, it can't be a carbon. Now let it bring up a mum. So what do? Now you can redeem it. Okay? You can redeem. Now you have to redeem it. Nothing you can do with it. You can't go on the mizbeach. Okay? So now we can read that line again, it'll make sense. Tanan Hasam. Imha your Kodesh Bal Mum, if it was Kodesh, it was donated to be a carbon, but it got a mum, Yatzel L'chulin, you could let it go out to Chulin. And you can't let it go out to Chulin without transferring the Kedusha to a different animal. Let's say the carbon was worth $100. It was $100 animal. And you transfer now the Kedusha to a $50 animal. Do you have to pay the extra $50 to Hekdesh? Everybody agrees you do. Everybody, Hekdesh is not losing from this deal. Everybody agrees you do. The only question is that a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? That's the only question. So again, Tanan Hasam, Im HaYakadosh Baal Mum Yatzel L'Chulin, it goes out to Chulin, V'tzarech La'asas Lo Damim, and you have to supplement the money. If the animal that you donated was worth less than the first animal, that was a $100 animal, now it got a mum, it can't be a carbon anymore, so you're going to transfer the Kedusha to animal number two. If animal number two is only worth $50, you have to bring a check for $50 to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Yatzel L'Chulin Dvar Torah. The fact that the chulin, that you have to do this to the animal, that's a din d'oraisa. If an animal gets a mum, a carbon gets a mum, it can't be a carbon. What do? Transfer the Kedusha. That's a din d'oraisa. But, v'tzarech la'asas lo damim, the fact that you have to write a check for the difference, that's medivet din d'rabbanan. Torah didn't say that. Minat Torah, as long as you transfer the Kedusha. The Torah doesn't get into the details of how much they're worth. The Rabbanan did. Why? Because they don't want Hekdesh never loses. For Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, no. Af tzarech la'asas lo damim minat Torah. Even to bring the check for $50, that's also din d'oraisa. No, everybody agreed you have to do it. The question is, the d'oraisa or the Rabbanan? That's the only question. Now wait a minute. B'mayas Kinan, what's going on here? Ilema b'chdeyona. If you're telling me that it's a sixth more, in other words, you are jipping off the Hekdesh by a sixth, right? You transfer the Kedusha. And you're Chacham. Okay, the animal got a mum, what can I do? Now I'll have to bring another animal. I'll be cheap now. Right? That animal I can still sell. I can use it for a carb. I can use it for I can bring it to the butcher shop. Has a mum. It's not a trefa. Has a mum. I'll be cheap now. So if it's a question of ona, right? Ile b'chdei ona. If it's within the price range of ona, b'hal lema Rish Lakish tzarech la'asas lo damim dvar Torah. That's what Rish Lakish said. Is a din d'oraisa. How can Rish Lakish say that? But nan, we looked at our Mishnah 2 days ago, yesterday. Eilu dvar she'eilu hem ona. The following things, there is no ona. What are they? Karkos, avadim, shtaros, hekdeshos. There is no ona. So according to Rish Lakish, why do you have to add a fifth? Add the money. Why? Dvar Torah? And the Rabbanah made a rule, they can make any rule they want. It's a din d'oraisa? Why din d'oraisa? As a matter of fact, it's the exact opposite. There is no such din. In the court, when it comes to Hekdesh, there is no ona. Ella, rather, what are you going to tell me? Bitul Mekach. It's a ripoff. Even by Bitul Mekach, we have that. Right? Even by Bitul Mekach, what did we say Bitul Mekach? Well, we're going to see it's a machlokas. We had it's a machlokas, right? You charge triple the price. You cheated the Hekdesh now by triple. You had a $100 animal, now you're bringing a $33 animal. Right? That's a huge difference. It's a huge, that's way, right? It's a huge difference. That's not a sixth. It's a huge difference. You can't do that. Okay? If that's the pshat, that has to be the pshat, says the Gemara. Why it has to be the pshat? Because there is no such thing as ona by Hekdesh. There's no ona. It's a yastrap. Put him in tefillin today for the first time. It has to be ona. It can't be ona. Why can't it be ona? Because there is no ona by Hekdesh. No one argues on that Mishnah. Not Rish Lakish, nobody argues on the Mishnah. There is no ona. What must it be? It must be Bitul Mekach, a huge ripoff. You're cheating Hekdesh way more than a sixth. Huge ripoff. Now, if that's true, there has to be the pshat. If that's true, B'hal Leimer Rabbi Yochanan, Tzarech La'asas L'Damim B'Divrehim, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, Din D'Rabbanan. That's also not true. Why not? The Amar Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yonah said, Ahakdeshos. That Rabbi Yonah said, that Rabbi Yochanan said, that when is there an issue of rip-off completely? By Hektish. So how could Rabbi Yonah say, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Bittul Mekach, meaning, Bittul Mekach, you walk in like, Bittul Mekach means, we said yesterday, there's no such thing as Onah, by Hektish, by Karka. That means one-sixth. What if it's a total rip-off? Double, triple, crazy rip-off. Then can you do that by Karka? Is that mutter? A sixth, fine. But what about if it's way, way more than a sixth? Is that mutter? By Karka, by Hektish, by all these things where we said there's no Onah. So that's what we're discussing. That's called Bittul Mekach. Bittul Mekach means the whole sale's invalid. Why is the whole sale invalid? It's a total rip-off. Torah didn't allow that. Right? So again, Rabbi Yonah said in the name of Rish Lakish, of Rabbi Yochanan, that even Rabbi Yonah... What? Fine. No, maybe even not. Maybe even not. So let's say someone complain. Hektish is complaining. Hektish is complaining. You can't do this. Right? The animal got a mum. You have to transfer it now. You can't do that. So Rabbi Yonah said that Rabbi Yochanan said that if you rip off a Hektish more than a sixth, of course the sale is invalid. Here in Tmura, Rabbi Yochanan said that if you rip off Hektish more than a sixth, way more, then what's the din? Only Derabbanan. How could that be? Only Derabbanan. We're going to have like four answers to answer this problem. The first answer is going to be we're going to change the Shita. We're going to switch to Rabbi Yochanan to Rish Lakish. That's going to be the first answer. That's always the easiest answer, right? Then we're going to have some real answers. That's the first answer. So again, Ella, I'm up to Ella. Ella, Bittul Mekach B'hal Lehm Rabbi Yochanan Tzarech La'asal Darm V'Divrayim? That's what Rabbi Yochanan said, that you have to write a check, Midin Derabbanan? How could that be Midin Derabbanan? For Amar Rabbi Yonah Ahakdeshos, Rabbi Yonah said, that Rabbi Yochanan said, that there's a Din D'Oraisa of Bittul Mekach by Hektish. And Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar HaKakos. And Rabbi Yirmiyah said it's by Karka. But B'tarvayim Mishvei Rabbi Yochanan Amri. They both said it, Rabbi Yochanan's name. Right? There was a question, what Rabbi Yochanan said. So the Rashi points out, the Kashan only according to Rabbi Yonah. The Kashan according to Rabbi Yonah. According to Rabbi Yonah, so he heard in the yeshiva, he heard Rabbi Yochanan say X, Rabbi Yirmiyah heard him say Y, right? That happens, right? He comes to the same shir, people get after the shir, no, that's not what the rabbi said, right? It happened, that's what happened over here. But according to Rabbi Yonah's version of Rabbi Yochanan, there's a big problem. Amri, they both said, Ona, Ein Lahem, Bittul Mekach. Ona, Ein Lahem, there is no Ona by either Kark or Hektish, but Bittul Mekach, Yesh Lahem. There is Bittul Mekach. Carry up somebody else like that. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say on the one hand that Rabbi Yonah said that's Bittul Mekach, but on the other hand, in Tamura, it seemed to be that you have to supplement the money only the Derabbanan. How could that be? So, the Gemara said, La'olam Bittul Mekach. You're right. Really, really, we're talking about a case of Bittul Mekach. The Eipach to Rabbi Yochanan L'Rish Lakish, for the Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Change the Shitas. Change what Rabbi Yochanan said really was what Rish Lakish said, and what Rish Lakish said was really what Rabbi Yochanan said. So it all fits. Why does it all fit? Because Rabbi Yochanan said that you have to supplement the money midin d'oraisa. Now we're saying that Rabbi Yochanan said that. Rabbi Yochanan said you have to supplement the money midin d'oraisa. Why do you say that? Because that's a Shita, according to Rabbi Yonah. That's exactly what he holds. He holds that if you rip off the Beis HaMikdash more than a sixth, of course the sale's invalid. Therefore, to avoid that problem, come with a check. Come with a check. Right? You had a $100 animal, it got a mum. Now you have a $50 animal, bring a check, $50. $50 is 50%. That's way more than a sixth. Okay? It's all consistent. That when the Mishnah said there's no onah, that means exactly a sixth. If it's a sixth ripoff, the sale stands and you don't have to return the difference. Right? If I'm selling you my... What? But the halacha by a sixth is, it's up to the person who got, that's up to the cheat, the guy who got cheated. Either he could demand his full refund back, well, it could be the buyer or the seller. Whoever got cheated, he could demand the sale is undone, or he could demand, no, I want the sale to stand, but I want my difference, I want the sixth back. Let's say a guy walks into a store, it's the only one left, his kid's bugging him for that toy, it's the only one left. He doesn't want the sale to go back, he wants to keep the toy, he wants the money back, the extra. That's what he, right? He doesn't want to lose the toy. His kid will cry. So he doesn't mind the sale stands. But, you know, I got ripped off. I want the money back. When it comes to Hekdesh, the sales stands and the money does not go back.
Exactly a sixth.
Exactly a sixth. Right. Well, that's the cutoff for Ona. If it's less than a sixth, if it, that's the cutoff. If it's less than a sixth, but if it's point, less than a sixth, the halacha is the sale stands and the overcharge also stands. Right, right. The mission is gonna. One of the answers is gonna be exactly the opposite of what you're saying. That when it comes to Hekdesh, you can't even overcharge one penny. Exact opposite. That's what the method would be one of the suggestions now. Exact opposite of what you're saying. You're right. It seemed to be that the mission said there's no onah. However, what the Gemara is saying in this whole Amud is that bitul mekach is not onah. Onah means you're pushing the envelope a little bit. Like, what can I get away with? A little bit. A sixth. That's what onah seems to be. Right, you walk into a store, it's so expensive in this store. Is it double the price of a normal store? No, it's not double the price. Nobody would walk in. It's a little bit more. Right? Pushing the envelope a little bit. That's what Onah seems to be. Right? That's crazy. Right? You walk into a store that's selling you $1 for a dozen eggs. That was $8. No one's buying it. It's $1.25. All right, it's a little bit expensive, but I need it. That's what's going on. We're pushing the envelope. So when it comes to Hekdesh, there's no such rule like that. Why not? It's only out of a pasuk. Although there's no svara. I mean, maybe the Rishonim can come up with svaras. There's no svara. It's a pasuk. Can't argue with a pasuk. That's all. It's a pasuk. There's a kasuv. It says Re'ehu and not Achicha and not Hekdesh. So now that we're talking about way more than a six. Listen, you can't cheat somebody. You can't cheat their pants off. That you can't do. I don't care who it is. Hekdesh, a land. That's exactly what's going on here today. So now, one answer was we change the sheetahs. David, you following? Okay. Now, B'maika Miflagi, what are they arguing in? What's the Machlokas about? They're arguing in B'dish Shmuel, in Shmuel's idea. The Amar Shmuel said, Hekdesh Shava Mana, Hekdesh that's worth $100, Shechilul al Shava Pruta, that you redeem for a Pruta, Mechulal works. In the back of the Masif, there's 8 pages explaining the Shita. So this is not a simple... A simple opinion. Mar islay de Shmuel. One held from Shmuel, and Mar leslay de Shmuel, and one didn't hold from Shmuel. So mina Torah, it's perfectly acceptable to do that. Why? The rules of Hekdesh are different. Why? I don't know. Hekdesh is. I can never do that to you. That'd be a ridiculous overcharge. That's ridiculous. But when it comes to Hekdesh, Shmuel says mutter. It's mutter. Maybe because it's just a carbon, and therefore for a carbon, all we need is the end result. The end result is you brought a carbon, so you originally were a very rich man, and you donated $100 carbon. And in the 2 weeks that you waited to bring the carbon, the stock market crashed, and now it got a mum, and now you don't have the $100 anymore. Okay. But with another person, you can never get away with that. That's what they're arguing in. Do we apply this principle to Hekdesh or not? Shmuel said yes. And Rosh Lakish and Rochan are arguing about it. Could you get away with that? Eboy's Ema, I'll give you a whole other answer, which people are going to like to answer better. The Kula Yama, it's Luda Shmuel. Everybody agrees to that. Everybody agrees to that principle. That Hekdesh is different than another person. Everyone agrees to that principle. What's going on here? The question is it a L'chachila or a B'dievet? Mar Savar, one holds. The one who holds that Minat Torah, you have to supplement the money, holds Shechilo. Where am I? Mar Savar Shechilo in Lechachilo Lo. Yeah, if you did it, it's good. Lechachilo, you shouldn't do that. Umar Savar and the one who holds that is only a Dinder Rabbanon Savar Afil Lechachilo. Even Lechachilo, you could do this. Even if you're a millionaire, you could still do this. Why? Because Shmuel said so. Eboy Seima, a third answer. La'olam, really, bichteona. Really, we're talking about exactly one sixth. And velo tepuch. And don't change any shitas. So the Baruch doesn't make any sense. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a problem. What ukid Rav Chista, like Rav Chista said. Come if you, the arguing of Rav Chista said. The Amr of Chista, the Amr who said, my ain lehem ona. What does it mean there's no ona in the Mishnah? What did the Mishnah mean when it said there's no ona? Did it mean you're allowed to rip somebody off up to a sixth? No, exact opposite. What did it mean? Einan b'toras ona. There is no ona at all. Exact opposite of what Yossi said. Da'filu pachas b'chtei ona. Even if it's less than ona, even if it's one penny, choser, the sale goes back. The chil goes back, whatever goes back, all goes back. No, not even Torah sonah.
Even
less than a sixth.
Even
pachos mirna. Right. And as a matter of fact, meisvei, wait a minute, could that be true? It said, meisvei, it says, we know what the brisa that says, ribis v'ona lehedyot, for a regular person, such a thing as ribis, such a thing as ona, the ain ribis v'ona lehektish. There's no such thing as ribis or ona by hektish. Okay? Again, the Ramban points out, what do you mean ribis by hektish? Whatever, we're going to see in a minute what ribis by hektish, what that even means. But again, the Ramban says, again, it says in the Pasuk, lo sashich achicha, don't charge interest to your brother. But to hektish, you could charge interest. How's it going to be interest to hektish? We'll see in a minute. So, but we have a preferential brisa that says, ein ribis vonal lehektish. Right? What is it? So therefore what? According to Rav Chista said there is vonal behektish. Rav Chista just said there is vonal behektish. Not even is there vonal behektish, even for a penny there's vonal. What's pshat in Rav Chista? What does Rav Chista do with this brisa? You hear the kasha? So the Gemara says, "Mi alim mafnizin." Is that any better than our Mishnah? That's any better than our Mishnah? What do we answer in our Mishnah? How are we answering our Mishnah? Didn't our Mishnah say there's no onah behektish? Kido kibna toras onah. We'll teach it. We're going to mean it to say there's no toras onah, meaning that there is onah. Even if less than a sixth, the problem. That's what we're going to do to our Mishnah. We're going to change our Mishnah to mean that, right? So hachanami here too by this brisa. Ribis, there's no ribis. V'din ona lehedyot. There's no din ona by a hedyot. V'ein ribis, there's no ribis. V'din ona, and the din ona lehektish. The hektish. You hear that? Okay. Ihachi, if that's true, that it means there's no din ona, and therefore you can't cheat somebody with hektish even one penny. Then Hainu Diktoni Seifa, the Seifa of that price is said, Ze Chomer Behedyot Bi Behektish. That's a way that a Hedyot is more machmir than Hektish. Because a Hedyot, you're not allowed to charge interest to a Hedyot, you can charge interest to Hektish. You're not allowed to charge Onah to a Hedyot, you can charge...
Hektish always wins.
One second. But the Seifa of that price is said, but what did the Reisha say? The Reisha said, yes Onah, yes ribis by a Hedyot, no Onah, no ribis by a Hektish. Now we change that. What it means is, there's no Torah Onah by Hektish, which means you can't even rip them off one half a penny. The Seifa of that Reisha said, since we just said in the Reisha, that there's yes ribis, and yes Onah by Hedyot, and no ribis, and no Onah by Hektish, what do you see? Hedyot's more machmir. Hedyot's more machmir. You can't charge interest to your neighbor, but you can charge interest to Hektish. 23, Hedyot's more machmir. You can't charge Onah to a neighbor, but you can charge Onah to Hektish. Hedyot's more machmir. Now that we changed it, that's not so true. Right? That's what Gemara is pointing out. Ihachi, higher than 20 Seifa. What does Seifa say? Ze chomer behedyot mi behektish. Right? Hedyot's much more machmir than Hektish. Why? So now the Gemara says, Aribis. That only makes sense now on Ribis. On the Onah part, it's not true. Right? Listen, Nami, the Mishnah said this Brisa should also say, Zechomer Hektosh mi behedyot a Onah. Let the Brisa say, I found you a situation where Hektosh is much worse than Hedyot. Because if I overcharge you on a dozen eggs by one penny, the sale stands. But if I do that to Hektosh, the sale does not stand. Hektosh is much more machmer. So the Gemara answers, Hachi Hashta? No. You're right. That would be very misleading, Brisa. If I murder Brisa, that's it. That Hektish is more machmir than a Hedyot because of Onah, I'm leaving out 1,000 other things that Hektish is more machmir in. You can't do that. Right? Hektish is very machmir. You have to, all the machshavits and it. Okay, well, I'm going to make one thing about Onah. That's a very misleading Brisa. That's why the Brisa words it. Haki Hashta, Bishlomo, Zechom, Hedyot, Mi Behektish. I found you two cases, one case maybe, where a Hedyot's more machmir than Hektish. Fesulo, that's it. There's more, by the way. There's about Dal V'Hei and all the things from our Mishnah. Kefel. But they're all the same idea. Ella, Hektish, Zechomer, Fesulo. Well, by Hektish, the only thing that Hektish is more machmir, that there's no Onah. A thousand other things. Right? Therefore, the Brisa didn't write that. That would be very misleading. Very long Brisa. If it left, if put everything in, it would be very long. And you write one thing, it's completely misleading. So that's why the Brisa didn't say anything. Fine. Now that we've gotten to that, now the Gemara asks, where am I? Ribis de Hekdesh, Hechi Dami. How do you have Ribis by Hekdesh? What's Ribis by Hekdesh? What does that mean? Ribis by Hekdesh. How does Hekdesh mean? The Hekdesh doesn't do business. What's Ribis by Hekdesh? Says the Gemara as follows. Ilema de Ozfe Gizbar Mea, the Mea of the Eshrim, if it's the Gabbai of the Beit HaMikdash. You asked, you got, you said to him, can I borrow some money? So the Gizbar says, I don't have any money, but I'll take from the Pushka from Hekdesh, and I'll lend you money. I'll lend you $100. You pay back $120. Is that the case of Ribis by Hekdesh? That can't be. Why not? Because if the Gizbar does that, the Gizbar is over Me'ila. Right? He's using Hekdesh for private use. You're not allowed to do that. We're talking about Peshogeg. The Gizbar thought you're allowed to do this. He thought it's mutter to do this, because the Mezid, there is no Me'ila. It's worse things. But the Gizbar thought you're allowed to do this. So he took $100 from the Pushka, gave it to you, and you're going to pay back $120. It's pure Ribis. You don't do that. The problem is, forget Ribis, it's pure Me'ila. Once it's Me'ila, it becomes not, it loses its status of Hekdesh. That can't be the case. The Gizbar did Me'ila. The money becomes Chulin, it becomes Hedyot money. Okay, that can't be the case of Ribis. So what's the case? Amar of Oshia, Hacha Mayaskiran. You know what the case is? They used to auction off. They do this in shuls also. They used to auction off the right for certain kibudim in the Beit HaMikdash. Who's going to donate the oil to the Beit HaMikdash for the year? Who wants to donate the salt? Who wants to donate XYZ? They used to auction it off. And now you pay too much. That's the case. Huh?
It's auction.
No. Right, it's an auction, but there was no bid. In other words, the price is set by the Beit HaMikdash, but I'll do that. I'll take that. Right, like we want to do over here. Who wants to pay the electricity bill for July? And we'll charge triple the price, right? And all shuls do that. Not all shuls, many shuls do that. So that they get to a problem of ribis. Why? Because Kigon, for example, Shekibel Alav Lasapek Siltos, you agreed to donate flour, Me'arva, for $4 a bushel, $4 whatever, but for Amdu B'Shalosh, it's not worth three. It's not worth three. If I went to the market and bought, it would be three. But I'm paying Hekdesh for. So is that a ribis problem? By the way, what? So when it comes to, so this is a very, very, like this week we're starting Ezu Neshach. I saw the Agudah sent out an email. They're having shiurim all over the country. They're having one in Far Rockaway actually. They're having all over they send it to the tri-state area, all over introductory shiurim on the ideas of ribis. Because it's extremely complicated. Can you imagine doing this? It's an amazing idea. Introductory shiurim, there's one next Sunday in Far Rockaway. Introductory shiurim about the whole concept of ribis. It's not easy. So one of the rules is when you pay for something called the shar, it's like the market price, and you're paying different from the market price. It's a problem of ribis. Could be the rabbanon.
No.
It's I don't know. Well, we're getting no. It's over ribis. No. What? Right. So yes, that's a good question. Why isn't it on a? Oh, I'm sorry. Because the reason why it's not on no is because you agreed on the price before the market price has been set. That's what's going on here. There's no market price yet. But we agreed on the price between us. That's not on no.
Why is that holding that a mekatosa?
What?
Why is that holding that a mekatosa?
So I'm not sure. It's there's a ribbis problem. I'm not sure. It's clearly a ribbis problem. I think someone of the Rishonim asked that question. Why is it? I'm not sure. Because I think what happened is you paid for it in advance. You paid for it in advance, but you don't know what the price is going to be yet. So the price is going to be a different, what we thought, there could be a ribbis problem. You have my money, and I have to pay back. I'm not getting what the money's really worth. I'm getting less because the price in the market is different than what we thought. So it could be a ribbis. Like I said, ribbis is not easy.
Find that next Sunday.
Yeah, find that next Sunday. So the problem is that the parak starts before next Sunday. The parak, I think, starts on Wednesday or Thursday or Tuesday, maybe. So you hear the kasha? So it's a ribbis problem. Whatever it is, it's a ribbis problem. So you see such a thing of Ribbis Behetish. So Hamakaba Olav Lisafik Silas Arba of the Bishalosh. Misafik Me'arba Bishalosh. Titania. Hamakaba Olav Lisafik Siltos Me'arba. The Omdu Bishalosh. The price was four and it turned out to be three. Misafik Me'arba Mishalosh. Or 4 to 3, va'amdu ba'arba, and it says that 4, mesapik arba, you have to pay 4, she yad hekdash al hoyona. Hekdash always wins. In other words, if you thought it was 3, and it turned out to be 4, you have to give hekdash the extra money. If it was supposed to be 4, and it turned out to be 3, what's the din? You don't, hekdash doesn't pay you back. Hekdash always wins. So what do you see? That's a case of potential ribbis. With Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, no, a different case. Hacha, ba'avnei binyan ha'masuris l'gizbar eskinan. We're talking about stones that are given to the gizbar for use in the building of the Beit HaMikdash. Somebody donated stones, and they're going to build them in the Beit HaMikdash. And what happened? These stones were not yet made Kodesh. They were not yet made Kodesh. Why not? Rashi explained they would not make them Kodesh till they were in the wall already, because the workers would sit on them, play with them, use them for shade, and then you're running into Me'ila problems. So they wouldn't give them, they wouldn't make them Kodesh till after they were already built into the wall, there's no Me'ila problems. Then what happened? Then the Gizbar lent you these stones, and he charged you interest. So there's no Me'ila problem, they're not Kodesh, but he's charging you interest. So I found you a case where there could be ribbits with the Beis HaMikdash. Kiddush Shmuel, Tamar Shmuel, Bonin Bechol, V'achakach Maknishin. First they would build them into the wall, then they would make them Hekdish. What? It's not Me'ila, right. But it's Ribbis. And it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Right. You're exactly right. Okay, we have 5 minutes. From now to the bottom, it's the exact same Gemara repeated 3 times. And we did this Gemara already above a comma anyway. It says, Ein Behen Tashlume Kefil. There's no Kefil when it comes to Hekdish. Why not? Why not? If I steal something from Hekdash, I don't pay Kefil. Why not? The answer is because it's going to be a klal prat klal. Right? But not Hanimili. How do you know? The Tana Rabbanan. It says, Al kol dvar pesha. Anything you do wrong, that's a klal. Al shor, al chamor, al seh, al sama, that's a prat. Al kol aveda, on any aveda, ashayomar, right? Chazer v'klal. It's a klal prat klal. So to the prat here, all these pratim are metaltalin that have intrinsic value, right? A shirt has intrinsic value. Af called davar hametaltal v'gufa mamon. So to anything that's metaltalin that has intrinsic value, for that you pay kefil. Yatsu karkos, not karka, she'ain metaltalin. It's not metaltalin. Yatsu avadim shehokshul karkos, not avadim, even though they're metaltalin. They compare it to karka. Said to Tos Yadav, that's why avadim in the Mishnah are mentioned first. That's what they mentioned first. Why? We learned it out only from karka. Karka should have been first. Avadim are first. You know why? Because don't make a mistake. Don't think, well, they move around. They're metaltalin. No, I'm putting it first to tell you they're not metaltalin. And yatsu shtaros, sh'af al pishim metaltalin, even though shtaros are metaltalin, I can give hand back and forth, ain guf and mamon. They have no intrinsic value. They're just representative value. Hekdesho, then what about Hekdish? Amar Kra, Re'ehu, Re'ehu velo Hekdish. Hekdish is not your friend, right? Only your friend. Next one. Velo tashlume dal dehei. Why don't you pay dal dehei by Hekdish? Says the Gemara, my timer, because tashlume dal dehei amar achmara. Velo tashlume shlosh of arba. You don't pay 3 and 4. What that means is, dal dehei is built on kefil. You can't pay dal dehei if there's no din of kefil. Since by Hekdish there's no kefil, there's no dal dehei. Because then it would be called 3 and 4, not 4 and 5. Okay? Next. Shomachinam eno nishpa. Shomachinam doesn't swear when it comes to Hekdish. Why not? Manahanimili, why not? Tana Rabbanon. Kitanishel be'ehu, that's a klal. Kesef o kalim is a prat. First it says, it's a general statement. You give. Then it says money or kalim. The gonad me'ish habaye, be'ese ish, chazer, it returns, chazer klal, klal prat klal, el eyetadon el ke'ena prat. We're talking about things over here that are metalatal in and have intrinsic value. So to anything that has intrinsic value, yatsu karkos, shem metalatal. Karkas not metalatal. Yatsu avadim shokshul karkos. That's hookish, right? Yatsu shtaros, shafapisha metalatal, and gufo mamon. They're not intrinsically valuable. Hekdesh, a little bit hektish. Amar Kor, Re'ehu, Re'ehu, Veloshal hektish. Only Re'ehu, not hektish. Next one. Nosi Sachar, Eino Meshalim. A Shomer Sachar also doesn't pay hektish. Why not? Menahani Mili, why not? The Tanar Rabbanon. Kitinish El Re'ehu, Klal. Right? Chamor, Oshor, Oseh, all that is a prat. V'chol Behema, Lishmor, Chazer V'klal. Again, Klal, Prat, Klal. Yet to done, I look at Eina Prat. Ma Prat, I'm a forged driver, I'm a title of a goof on my own. Just like the prat are things that are metaltalin, animals, and they're worth intrinsically valuable. Afkar v'davah ha-metaltal, f'gufa mamon. Yatsu, karkos, she'ena metaltalin. Excluded is karka, it's not metaltalin. Yatsu avadim, excluded is avadim, shehokshu l'karkos, right? Yatsu shtaros, excluded shtaros, afal pisha metaltalin, even though they're metaltalin, like we said three times, ain't gufan mamon. They don't have intrinsic value. Hekdeshos, what about hektish? Amar kra, par says, re'ehu, Re'ehu veloshal hektish, only your friend, and hektish is not your friend, therefore for all these reasons, all this didn't apply to hektish, or karka, or avadim. We'll pick up on this tomorrow, and we'll have a good day.